The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Something's wrong with Donald Trump. He's shaky, weak, trouble speaking, trouble walking. So why aren't we talking about this? And why isn't the press covering Trump's secretive midnight run to Walter Reed Medical Center? Why do so many reporters who cover the White House pretend they can't see Trump's decline? The most powerful office in the world needs more than a weak, unfit, shaky president. Trump doesn't have the strength to lead, nor the character to admit it. We're not doctors. We're not blind. It's time we talk about this. Trump is not well.
Oh! Oh, these come. The latest from the Lincoln Group, everybody. Kellyanne Conway's husband, George Conway III, and, Rick Wilson. So, listen, if you're going to, show videos of Hillary Clinton passing out and holding onto handrails and, insist that Joe Biden is senile and everybody knows it and you could see, then all we have to do is have a presidential debate about who can hold and drink water in public. And then set up a ramp at the debate and see who could walk down it. That's it. Whoever does that wins. How's that, everybody? Are you good with that? All right, so here's what we're waiting for. Any minute now, we're going to get the prosecutor's decision in the Rayshard Brooks killing, the murder of Rayshard Brooks in Atlanta. Garrett Rolfe. He is the officer who is going to be facing charges. We don't know what those charges are. But if this were, let's say, Rayshard Brooks shooting a police officer in the back, I think we would already know what the charges are. But okay, we have to, hash this out. We have to wait and see. We have to weigh the case. We have to make sure we're on, solid ground before we can announce what in the world we're charging Garrett Rolfe with. Now, I am, keeping this eye, this one over here, I'm keeping it on the courtroom. That's what I have live. It's running in the background here. You can't see it. But I just wanted to go over this with you real quick, okay? This is just amazing. Now, today the Republicans, they introduced their vacuous excuse, a waste of paper of a proposal on police reform. There's no ban on chokeholds. There's no requirement to be part of a national database with a list of any incidents or complaints or use of force violations. No. So, scratch that. Let the House, vote on their bill. The House have the Police Act, the Justice in Policing Act, that does cover all this ground, we'll just wait for the House to vote, then the Senate will vote on their bill, then it'll have to go to a conference committee, and then the negotiations shall begin. And probably we won't get anything. We won't get anything, even though most Americans, an enormous number of Americans, want police reform. They want it. They know it's needed. They get the stats. They understand that if you are a black man in this country, you're 2.5 times more likely to end up in a situation like Rayshard Brooks. Everybody gets it. Everybody knows it. Everybody gets how many more times black drivers are pulled over as opposed to white drivers. And if you don't, if you're not clear on the stats, if you're still, tweeting out fake charts and stuff like that there, or you don't understand the charts that you're looking at, in the homework today at randyrhoads.com, in the homework today, there are the stats. There are the stats. And the stats come from a study that was published last month that reviewed 100 million, 100 million traffic stops by police departments nationwide. And what it found will not surprise us, but for the death cult, it might. Black drivers far more likely to be pulled over than white drivers. Interestingly enough, at night when the police can't really see what color you are, it sort of levels out. Meanwhile, black and Hispanic drivers were searched twice as often as white drivers were, even though black drivers and Hispanic drivers were much, much less likely to be found with any drugs. Yeah, white people have more drugs on them than black people and Hispanic people. So anyway, African-American men were about 2.5 times more likely than white men to be killed by police. Men of color face a non-trivial lifetime risk of being killed by police. The lifetime risk for African-American men of dying at the hands of police is 1 in 1,000. That makes policing the number one cause of death for black men. Just thought I'd throw that out there before I show you something. So while we're waiting for this prosecutor, I thought I would give you some of the notes that the Atlanta Journal-Constitution was able to get about Garrett Rolfe, the officer who shot Rayshard Brooks in the back 2 times, right? The documents, according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, good newspaper, you know, reliable, blah, blah, blah. If they got it wrong, believe me, you'd see a correction by now. They didn't get much detail. So the circumstances of the incidents I'm about to tell you are not very clear. However, Officer Garrett Rolfe, who is 27 years old, okay, has already racked up 13 incident complaints, okay? His file shows that in 2015, he discharged a firearm and it was written up as a excessive use of force with a firearm, but the report itself shows no conclusion. Like, why did he use excessive force with a firearm? See, this is why we need a mandatory national database of police complaints and incident reports so that when Garrett Rolfe is fired, which he has been, from the Atlanta police, he can't then move to Mississippi where they might welcome a man like this. Okay? Just saying. Well, his file shows 12 other incidents beside four. And you know what's really interesting? Vehicle accidents. The man crashes his car, apparently, or hits things with his car, or has accidents with his car. And this is why Rayshard Brooks, it was a sitting in a Wendy's drive-thru while sleeping incident. Okay, and here's a man who's got both vehicle accidents. One led to a written reprimand, another led to an oral admonishment, and then there were 9 other incidents. They exonerated him on these 9, but it doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't tell you, you know, like what he did.
New records, as you know, show that the Atlanta police officer who shot and killed Rayshard Brooks had several citizen complaints against him. What are you learning about this police officer's history? He's now been fired, and potentially there could be charges leveled against him as early as tomorrow.
You know, that's why the officers' names, when something like this happens, has to be released immediately instead of these extended delays that we see all the time, because we've been flooded with calls from people in the community that have had interactions with them negatively. Oh. We've turned over the significant ones to the authorities, and we're following up on all of these complaints.
Isn't that special? And that's why the Republicans' empty gesture is exactly that. It's an empty gesture. All right, I'm going to roll on the prosecutor courtroom scenario that I'm watching right now, because any moment we will get a decision on the charges against Garrett Rolfe, which is who the lawyer there was just talking about, and find out what the prosecutor is going to charge this 27-year-old with 13 on the job citizens' complaints. Yeah, we'll see.